Got a big project and a little ambition? You're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Bringing it all back right now. We've talked solar water heating. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other options we have if we'd like to get off the grid or reduce our dependence on a utility-supplied power source. Certainly could go into some generators, right? Could go into natural gas or diesel generators. I got to believe you do a lot of those.
Not a whole lot. Well, related to off-grid people, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody that's off-grid is going to have a generator of sorts. I strongly recommend it. A nice propane unit. But those can be costly because you're not going to be picking up one that's just a backup generator. But
because it has to be capable of being able to supply everything you need.
Well, and then the money that you save in getting a backup generator is something that's going to require some major rehaul at 400 hours or something. You can go ahead and pay something, pay more, get an Onan or a Kohler or the high end Generac, and then you're going to be much happier with its long term reliability.
You're going to plumb that in for propane.
Absolutely.
And then how? Does it just sit there asleep forever until the instant second I need it?
Well, most of the time, the generator manufacturers you're going to want to exercise it.
Yes, I would imagine so.
You take your dog out for a little walk. You're going to take your generator out for a little run once a week or so. So just to make sure that everything is functional, in a lot of cases, your generator, we work with people where their generator actually provides them quite a bit of power because they're not able to go totally off grid.
Okay.
And then they evolve where we continue to add more and more solar and wind to be able to wean them off that generator.
In that case, are you generating and charging batteries for them to draw off of, or are you providing straight to the panel the juice they need at that minute?
In the typical installation, you are charging batteries. So there's a transfer switch inside the inverter. And in most of the cases, these systems are all computer controlled. And so immediately when the batteries get to a low point or you have something that's running that's using a lot of power that's going to deplete your batteries, the inverter will tell generator on.
Got it.
And as soon as the generator gets on, the inverter will make sure that its power is consistent, it's in the right frequency and the right voltage. And then the transfer switch will automatically enable. And then it'll be providing power to the home as well as charging the batteries.
Recharging the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned there's a new hybrid generator out there?
Well, I call the hybrid systems, right, where you can actually, that's with a photovoltaic system so that you can actually be on grid. And then when the power goes off, on grid people do not have any solar, but you can get a system now that can have batteries, and then you can have a certain amount of your power be off grid. I've got a customer that's actually near the Wilcox area where he can actually run most of his house off-grid, but if he needs to, he can flip a switch, and then he's on-grid, and then he can work that way. So it's using the on-grid technology, but being able to have the backup power in the event you need it.
Well, it's a good thing he's not an APS customer, because I think he would be the one they're concerned about. When you could just flip a switch and say, okay, man, I don't need you anymore.
Goodbye.
Well, he's still paying his monthly fee.
Okay, all right.
So,
Now, there was a lot of information in that short period of time. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E, onthehouse.com, click media, select radio, today's show topic. We're in the 10 o'clock hour in the second segment. You can click that MP3. It'll be loaded here shortly after the show, and you can listen to that again now. Off-grid, that just means you're off the utility grid, but it doesn't mean you're not using power. When I hear off-grid, I think Indians in a teepee. I think, the covered wagon and a lean-to. But that's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about generating your own power, not off of the utility grid, but you're still consuming electricity, you're still living in a modern home,
yes.
You're still running electronics, you still have a refrigerator.
Still have
system.
A refrigerator, you still have a water heater, you still have your stereos and all your computers and everything, but you can look outside and you do not see any power poles. And so you don't, you are not beholden to anybody.
And you don't have to blue stake when you go put in a drip line or your garden.
Well, yeah. Chances are your power system is going to be located away from your home. So you still have, would have conduit. There's still water. There's still propane. So, but blue stake won't be serving those areas.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ann's called in with a question about what's the best bang for your buck for alternative energy. Ann, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to know what alternative energy for, like, say you're in the city and, yeah, that's hard to heat, the best bang for your buck. And I'm not really interested in water solar because I'm a single mom and I don't feel like I would get my dollar's worth, you know, and I've already got a timer on my water heater.
Okay. All right.
So we're talking SRP. She's in Mesa, not looking for a solar water heater, but still looking for some alternate energy. Now we may not have enough information to accurately answer that.
You know, I'm going to go take off my solar hat for a minute and put on my energy engineer hat. And I know this has been covered in other weekends, but, you know, looking, your best bang for your buck is to go and look at getting LED light bulbs and finding ways to continue to reduce the amount of energy used without having to compromise any of your quality of life issues.
Start whittling away on the demand by technology and by power consumption habits.
Absolutely. And then don't be afraid to, you know, if you can, look at getting a new refrigerator if yours is more than, say, 7 to 10 years old.
There you go. We'll be right back, y'all.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.